Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We have a lovely lady on the line right now who has a serious potty mouth. Her name is Kelty Knight. She is from Entertainment Tonight. Also representing one-third of the Lady Gang podcast that is insanely successful. Kelty, what is going on this morning?
Good morning. There's no one I would rather watch the sunrise in Los Angeles to talk to than you.
Oh, I know.
That's so sweet of you.
It's 5:25 in LA.
Yeah.
And you are waking up to holler at us, which is an honor. I appreciate it. I mean, the fact that you are waking up at all with 10 jobs, like if we could just go through the list, Entertainment Tonight, producing Superfan for CBS, author with Lady Secrets, just drop it. Also, you got this podcast going on. You've put it on E, so you're now doing TV there, too. Like, is somebody forcing you to do all these jobs?
Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah, are you okay?
It's my husband. Every time, like, a little box from Bloomingdale's arrives on the door, he looks at me and is like, you could better get another job.
It's expensive. Now, when you're on air and you're talking about your personal relationships or your husband or anything like that, do you ever worry about all the... we deal with this, too, over here with The Freak Show. Do you ever worry about what your family thinks or what your partner thinks? Or does your family give you a hard time or your partner ever?
Yeah. Chris, my husband, absolutely hates it. He has a private Instagram and is, like, hiding and... He gets recognized walking down the street. He'll be in New York for work, and people will be like, oh, my God, are you Chris? Are you Kelty's husband? I love the Lady Gang. He's like, Jesus.
Can't get away from it.
Right?
People know way too much about our information. But, yeah, no, I'm always scared that my in-laws are going to listen. I hate that my parents listen. I'm terrified that anyone listens, but somehow we keep doing it.
That's funny. Now, you have 130 million downloads to date.
And I wanted to correct you on this. I know your factoids are wrong. We're at like 175.
Shut up. 175 million downloads of the Lady Gang. That's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's really wild. I mean, we've been at it, like you guys have been, for like a many, many years. So, you know, it takes a minute to get going. What they say, you have to do everything for like 7 years before it can be successful, and we're at 7 years, so I feel like it's a good time to be in the Lady Gang.
This is dope, though, because, like, guys are watching and listening, too, and it's funny but I'm like, because it's when I posted it yesterday, and you commented under it, which was funny, but it's like, there was a guy by the name of Cam who wrote in my DMs and said, dude, I'm glad you got them on. I watch the podcast every week. It helps me get girls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, so did you know you were giving ammo to the dating public out there?
Listen, if you're a smart man, you're listening to Lady Gang, because Lady Gang is this community of women. First of all, if you want to date, there's so many single women in the Lady Gang, but it really is this whole, our mission is to make women feel less alone. So whether it's like talking about our love of Harry Styles, which is like irrational, or discussing this scientific reason why when you go into Home Goods, you automatically have to go number two, like there's a science behind that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like we discuss it all, and if you want to get inside the psyche of like how to make a woman's life happy, you Lady Gang would be where I would go first.
Yeah, I mean, you got, if you learn how to speak the language, because I mean, I know I don't even know what you guys call the guys. Like, I mean, the Lady Gang is the crew, but what are the guys called when they rock with you?
Guy gang. I guess it's the guy gang. I mean, I call my dad. We have, like, the dads of the Lady Gang. We call dad gang.
Okay. All right.
So, but, yeah, no.
We could be your hip-hop friends. We could be gang gang. There we go. Or just call us the gang bang.
No, never mind.
We're not going to go there. All right. Now, the funny thing is when I watched the show, I learned a little bit, and I learned a nugget from you. That I guess before you get into play, you want to make sure a feminine product isn't in play. Because you had an issue. I didn't know that that was even a possibility.
All right?
I mean, for real. Like, and I'm sure your husband wasn't happy about that.
Wait a minute. What happened?
This is such an embarrassing story. I can't believe this is what you're going to bring up.
Okay, I damn Tampa's sure going to bring like, it up. Y'all, this ain't entertainment tonight. We talking about this.
Tampa's going to be like, we're definitely not coming to see these disgusting girls. Okay, so ladies out there, have you ever forgotten a tampon in and then drank too much tequila, had sex, and then accidentally left it in for 2 days and like almost had to go to the hospital?
It gets lost. You know?
But the reason she knew is because it was painful, but there was
it also, yeah, it stinks.
There was an odor coming from her lower region.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. My God. That would be terrifying.
I shared this story on Lady Gang. It was awful. Listen, I love a margarita, and many things happen when I'm doing margaritas that I shouldn't have. But, like, I'm not alone. This is what Lady Gang is. Like, we share the stuff that you're too scared to even share with your doctor or your best friend. And it's like so many girls are like, oh, my God, I did that once. I thought I was the only one. I felt so bad about it for so long. I was like, no, it's fine, girl. Like, in our new book that's coming out in the fall, we had women submit their deepest, darkest secrets to our hotline. Ooh. And it's women are crazy. Everyone's cheating on their husband. I have this woman pretending to be narcoleptic so she doesn't have to talk to her in-laws. So, like, every time she's at a sporting event or a dinner with them, she falls asleep on her husband's shoulder. She's fully awake, guys.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
These are part of the lady secrets?
Yeah, these are the lady secrets. So, like, it's so cool. Like, what we've done and having these, like, stories and just this community, it's just awesome. I could talk to you for hours about it.
I mean, I think when I watch the pod, I feel like I'm watching something I'm not supposed to when you guys get in the weeds, because it is a lot. Yeah. It's a very lady-friendly thing. Now, I mean, it does put me up on a lot of game. Yeah. Like, you know, not just the story we talked about, but just different things. Like, the fact that, a lot of women in my life always talk about the fact that when you have kids, you lose your private time. And Becca. Becca just had a baby and is on the baby. Apparently, once you put them in the carrier that's on your chest, baby got to stay there or they're going to freak out.
It's wrapped up.
And then she had to go twosies. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, the baby's riding out on the toilet while she's there. I'm like, oh my God, that's a pain. That's a Mother's Day ad.
What are you
right
supposed to do with the baby? What are you supposed to do with it? Just hold it?
Sit it down, let it cry while you go.
On the tile?
You don't want to go to the floor? You don't want to go on the toilet with your baby dangling right there.
What if you got to go? What if it's an emergency? Like, I ate some Taco Bell or something.
You know, it's tough out there. The mom, shout out to mom. It's crazy.
And no one knows but you and the baby.
Yeah, this is insane. Like, that's when you get the hero. Just remind your child on Mother's Day, I carried you and all of the uncomfortable situations.
Mm-hmm. That you'll never know about.
I'd like diamonds. That's what you do. That's how you do it.
You know, when I was, like, on Mother's Day, like, grabbing the last of the flowers at the drugstore because I totally forgot, and, like, bringing them over to the moms, I was like, I'm such an asshole. And then I thought about Becca on the toilet with her child, and I was like, no, you have to be better.
Hey, Kelsey, what could somebody expect if they're seeing you live? Like, when you come to the improv, what is that going to be like?
Okay, so first of all, we call our hangs the lady hang. We can make a name for anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Lady Hang. So we get wild, first of all. I want everyone to be ready, but we basically do our podcast live, but we have some extra things that we're doing just for Tampa because you guys are so strange.
We're doing
an entire section of the podcast just called Weird News that is like stuff that happens in Tampa that you've never heard of that like you guys are incredible. You're so strange. Like the news coming out of Tampa is bananas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to highlight some news stories, and then we're also going to be doing the Lady Gang Showdown, which is kind of a rip off a game that is coming to on my new show on CBS, but it's basically like a match game kind of, but we're going to have audience members pulled up and we're going to see who knows the Lady Gang the best. Mm-hmm. And they're going to win a big prize at the end, so we kind of like fierce, the regular pod and the Lady Secrets and our Good Week, Bad Weeks and all these stories with like a little bit of audience interaction. But
I like the fact that I like Good Week, Bad Week too. But if I'm imagining this, because I saw the video, I posted it up online yesterday of you kind of a synopsis of what you guys do at the Lady Gang Live. And it's insane because you think it's already bad because they're potty mouth. They talk about everything. Now you add alcohol.
That's right. my type of fun night.
It's going to be a turn up. And honestly, and it's in the afternoon. So ladies who do have a lot of responsibilities, you can go out there and pull up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You can be home by 9 and still be tucking people in.
Day drinking's the best.
That's the only thing. And the thing is that we call it, you know, we're 30s. I'm 40s now. And like, I don't drink at night. Day drinking is it. I need to be out in the light when the light is the best for my photos. And then I need to be at home by 5 o'clock, snuggled up in bed with a face mask on. Like, that's just the way I have to live my life.
That is funny. All right. So are you guys going to play Desert Island D?
We're not going to play it, but we love it to play it, and I would be honored if we could play around this morning.
I think Meredith, you should hit her up with the three, and we'll see how. I mean, I know her husband ain't gonna like it, but we gotta. They play a game called Desert Island D, where you are stuck on an island and you have three choices, and you get to pick who you think that they are going to go with.
Okay.
And give her three good options.
Okay, let's do like three hotties. Let's do Michael B. Jordan. Channing Tatum or Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh my God. Okay. This is tough. Okay. So oh my God, I'm going to be in so much trouble, you guys. We've talked about this before on Lady Gang. We are not feeling the sexiness of Channing Tatum. We feel like he is a cheese block head. Mm-hmm. And
you do know Channing Tatum's from Tampa, right?
He is from Tampa.
Oh my God.
He stripped here. That's where he started stripping. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's where Magic Mike was that started here.
I think a lot of women would agree with that, though.
There's just something about it. It's like it's too much man.
Okay.
It's like it's too much man. So I'm going to go Michael B. Jordan because, oh my God, so hot. And by the way, like the nicest man you've ever met, like so smooth, always remembers your name, makes you feel important, even though you're not. Like he's just really special. So
sorry,
Channing. Sorry, Cristiano. Like Michael B. Jordan for life.
I think that was too easy because they were all like good looking.
We need a harder one.
Yeah. We need a better option.
Okay, so I'm gonna go a little bit older, A-list actor. A-list though.
Ooh.
All right, we got Will Smith. We have Mr. Always in the News these days, Johnny Depp, and Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
All right.
I pick none.
You got to pick one.
She chose D.
Okay.
She's like, I choose none of the above.
Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, and who?
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Oh,
he can smack. He can smack it.
Okay. This is so controversial.
Yes.
Every single one of these men's is so controversial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Tom Cruise based on the fact that, oh God, the whole Katie Holmes. Okay.
And he lives here in Tampa as well, by the way.
He does? Okay, great. Tom Cruise has his own plane and can fly me around to where I need to go, and I can skip commercial airlines, and that is my reason that I'm going to bang Tom Cruise.
Okay, all right.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
We like that.
Yeah, we like that. All right.
He arrived to his last movie premiere in a helicopter, and I was like, okay, I mean, that feels like my Hampton style.
And he flew it himself to the hangar. Like, that was insane. All right. I want to do one, but I'm going to take you older.
Okay.
So my options for you, Kelty,
okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Ooh, hot.
Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh.
Or Sean Penn.
Harrison Ford. I'm sorry. This is my favorite round. This is the easiest round. These are people I actually want.
You want to have sex with? That's awesome.
Harrison Ford. Ford, Harrison Ford, Harrison Ford, Harrison Ford.
Wow. Really? Wow. Okay. Are you, what is this, is this a Star Trek thing or Indiana
Jones? Star Trek? Don't stop it. It's Star Wars.
I know. Han Solo.
No, I'm like very, hold on. Do you guys watch Yellowstone at all?
Absolutely.
Like Kevin Costner is 72 years old, and I'm like, Zaddy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, forget about your son on that show. Like, so I don't know what it is. I think as you get older as a woman, you're like, wait, you know about life, and I feel like your retirement savings fund is well off, and so, like, I will be with you. Like, I'm like, I feel like your mortgage might be paid off.
See, that's exactly why I have a crush on Helen Mirren, and they pick on me about it. But I think Helen
Mirren's a bomb.
She is, for real. All right, so how about this? I know ladies are texting us now. I want to give away some tickets so they could join you at the Improv. This is on June 26th. It is 3 o'clock start time, so you can get in, get out, and still make it home with a little wine on your breath. All right, so you can call 888-429-0941 if you want to get down with the Lady Gang live at the Improv, because Kelty will be there. You'll have Becca there. You'll have Jack there. Everybody will be in the building, and you'll be drinking.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.